The Connecticut Television Network resumed live coverage on Monday. WSHU's Avang Udama reports the public affairs network that has covered state legislature and government since 1999 had gone dark for just over a week due to a dispute over funding and editorial control.
CTN resumed with live coverage of a hearing by the state legislature's Public Health Committee. A press briefing by U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal and Connecticut 5th District Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty concerning the scheduled deportation of a state resident by ICE was also covered. Both events took place in the Legislative Office Building in Hartford. CTN went dark more than a week ago after the Office of Legislative Management failed to reach an agreement on a contract renewal with the independent nonprofit organization that had run the service. The dispute had been over a cut in funding and a disagreement with state officials over the direction in which the channel would go. Coverage resumed with the legislature hiring 13 former employees of the former operator. The Office of Legislative Management will now run the channel directly until a new operator is found. The legislature is expected to advertise for a new operator in the spring. Ebong Udama, WSH News.